You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Covestor Radio, a show about money, milestones, and investing for your future. Today, we are with Kimberly Klaus, Advisory Board Chair and Chief Client Advocate at Covestor, a registered investment advisor and online marketplace for investing. Kimberly, as always, a pleasure to have you with us on Covestor Radio.
Oh, thank you, Eric. I'm delighted to be here.
The pleasure is always ours as well. So today we are discussing the money milestone of earning your first paycheck.
Well, as a reminder to our listeners, money milestones are those life events that should prompt action or a review of someone's financial plan and investments. And earning your first paycheck is definitely a money milestone.
And I would certainly agree there. So what are some financial steps that a new employee should be thinking about?
Well, today I'm going to talk about three financial steps that a new employee should ideally take. And I say ideally because, of course, each person's situation is different. Some listeners may have student loans. Some might work for small companies or startups that don't offer benefits, et cetera. In general, the three financial steps to take are, number one, creating an emergency fund. Number two, contributing to a 401k. And number three, opening a Roth IRA.
Good stuff. So first of all, let's touch on the emergency fund and why that's important.
Well, in my opinion, creating an emergency fund is the first step on the path to financial security. An emergency fund is your insurance, if you will, in case of large unexpected expenses, a major car repair, a big medical bill, etc. Your emergency fund should equal between 3 to 6 months of your living expenses and even more if your income is volatile. This is safety money and should be kept in a savings account or a money market fund, something that's easily accessible where the value won't fluctuate. And according to a recent MassMutual survey, 69% of respondents lack enough savings in a rainy day fund to handle a financial emergency. So most people out there don't have funds set aside in case.
And that certainly brings attention to the need to change that situation. Now let's talk about the second financial step, contributing to a 401k plan.
Many companies sponsor a retirement savings plan for their workers as an employee benefit. These plans enable employees to save money toward retirement on a tax-deferred basis. A 401k plan participant doesn't pay federal or state income taxes on the savings or investment earnings in a 401k until that money is withdrawn at retirement. And I should say, this is not accounting advice, this is not income tax advice, but I do want to give listeners a sense of the general parameters. So two of the most common types of employer-sponsored retirement savings plans are 401ks and 403bs. 401ks are offered to employees of public or private for-profit companies, and 403B plans are offered to employees of tax-exempt or nonprofit organizations like public schools, colleges, hospitals, libraries, etc. In 2015, the government allows a maximum 401K contribution of $18,000.
Once again, we are with Kimberly Klaus, Advisory Board Chair and Chief Client Advocate at Covestor, a registered investment advisor and online marketplace for investing on Covestor Radio, a show about money milestones and investing for your future here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Kimberly, let's touch on what is a 401k match.
Well, a 401k match is a generous, optional employee benefit. Some employers match a portion of the contributions employees make to their 401k accounts up to a set percentage. I advise all 401k plan participants to contribute as much to their 401ks as they can, but at a minimum you should try to contribute enough to get your employer's 401k match because it's effectively free money.
Now let's talk about the third thing you suggest that new workers do, creating a Roth IRA account.
For those new workers who have the disposable income to do so, I often suggest funding a Roth IRA. So with a Roth IRA, you make contributions with funds on which you've already paid taxes. And the funds in a Roth IRA can then potentially grow tax-free with tax-free withdrawals in retirement. The contribution limit for 2015 is $5,500 and jumps up to $6,500 if you're age 50 or older. And again, I advise listeners to check with their accountants to see if they're in fact eligible to fund a Roth IRA, because the IRS does impose some income limits. Besides tax-free withdrawals, a Roth IRA offers a certain degree of flexibility. So, for example, with a Roth, you can take out 100% of what you've contributed at any time for any reason with no taxes or penalties. Only earnings in the Roth IRA are subject to restrictions on withdrawals. The younger you are, the higher the likelihood that your income and therefore your tax rate is going to be higher when you retire. And the greater the difference between your income now and your income in retirement, the more advantageous a Roth account can be, since withdrawals can be made tax-free in retirement.
Certainly interesting information, very informative. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, remarks, or a final tip on earning your first paycheck?
Well, you know, it is a money milestone. It is a big deal, you know, earning your first paycheck. And I advise, what I advise is to beware of the hedonic treadmill. You've gotten your first paycheck. Wow, you know, you might feel like you're loaded. Now you can afford that new TV. You can get that new iPad, iPod, iTouch, iWhatever. You can take that trip to Bermuda. But beware that you are now on the hedonic treadmill. According to this theory, as a person makes more money, your expectations about what you must have and need rise as well. It's important not to fall into the trap of spending everything you earn, and to make sure that you start saving as soon and as much as you can.
Well, well said. Kimberly, as always, thanks for joining us with valuable information once again on this episode of Covestor Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
We've been speaking with Kimberly Klaus, Advisory Board Chair and Chief Client Advocate at Covestor, a registered investment advisor and online marketplace for investing. And we do thank you for joining us on this episode of Covestor Radio, a show about money milestones and investing for your future. And for more information, simply visit Covestor.com. Join us next time for another episode of Covestor Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. And this has been Eric Dye.
This is the ePodcast Network.